Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, but you can listen to the podcast at any time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com and just punch in Gregory Crawford on Sports Business. And we got a great show tonight. We'll get to it in just a moment. Of course, since my name is on this show, yes, it's me, and you can follow Gregory Crawford at WC Hoops, just like it sounds, at WC Hoops 1C, and appreciate everybody that follows me on Twitter. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, you name it. But on this program, we like to talk to people that do a great job with stuff and maybe don't get the notoriety that they deserve. And tonight, we have the Dean of Students and the Director of Athletics at the College of Redwoods in California. Got a lot of people listening around the world, so that's in California, Joe Hash. Joe, how you doing tonight? Nice to have you on the program.
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, and an appropriate question to start out with, and I got a lot of them for you. Tell us about College of the Redwoods, and tell us about your duties there.
Well, College of the Redwoods is a community college located in Eureka, California, which is on the very northern coast, just south of the Oregon border. It's one of 100-plus community colleges in California. And I've been at Redwoods for 15 years, and I've been the athletic director all 15 of those years. And it's been an exciting time to be at College of the Redwoods, and we've enjoyed a lot of success and hope to continue.
Now, how many students do you have there?
So our college, we actually have a college district. We have a few different campuses. One is in Crescent City, one's in Hoopa, and then some smaller campuses all around. The main campus in Eureka has about 5,000 students. All told, the district has about 7,000 or 8,000 students, but the main campus is where the intercollegiate sports program is housed, and so the enrollment there is, like I said, about 5,000 students.
Tell us a little bit about the intercollegiate athletic program. How many sports, how many coaches, and, of course, anyone that knows anything about sports nowadays is women's sports are just as big a factor at any college, university as the men's sports. So I know you have a great balanced program there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we do. We have a very balanced program. In the fall for men, we have football. We also have cross country and soccer. And for the women, we have volleyball, cross country, and soccer. And then in the winter, of course, we have basketball for men and women. And then in the spring, we have track and field for men and women. We have baseball for men, and we have softball for women. And then a new sport, to College of the Redwoods, but also new to the California Community Colleges as an intercollegiate sport, is sand volleyball, which is actually beach volleyball like you see in the Olympics.
That's kind of exciting. I would imagine that's going to be a very popular sport, and that draws a pretty good audience from time to time.
Yeah, it's huge in Southern California, which we are not in. We're in Northern California. But it is quite popular in the state, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. The NC2A is moving towards sanctioning it as an intercollegiate sport. So the community colleges here have taken that first step and sanctioned it as a championship sport last year. And so we're going to be fielding our first team next year.
Joe, since I'm based in Portland, Oregon, but this show is definitely not a Portland, Oregon-based Joe, but do you get a lot of athletes from the state of Oregon coming your way since you're not that far across the border? And I think people that back east sometimes they don't quite realize how closely these three western states, Washington, Oregon, California, are connected.
Yes. So the answer to that is yes, we get a lot of student athletes out of Oregon, especially in football, since there's no community college football in Oregon and Washington. The NWAC does not have intercollegiate football. So we get a number of young men who come out of Oregon and Washington to play. We also get a number of baseball players and some athletes in some other sports, but quite a few in those two sports especially. And College of the Redwoods has what we call the exchange program with Oregon, and students who are interested in coming to College of the Redwoods can pay a reduced rate, so they don't pay full out-of-state tuition. So they get a reduced rate, not quite what in-state students pay, kind of in between, but it's a good deal. And so that's very attractive for young men and women looking to play at Redwoods who happen to be from Oregon.
Joe, what sport kind of drives the bus there? Is it basketball like it does in a lot of places? Is it football? Is it something else? Tell us about that. And I know, in fairness, as an athletic director, you've got to drive the bus for every sport. But what's the headliner?
Well, we've had a lot of success in men's basketball recently and women's basketball. Our women's basketball program was really down in the dumps about 6 or 7 years ago, hadn't had much success for a long time. And then we hired a coach, Doug Oliveira, who'd been a local high school coach in this area, and he just turned the program around and within 2 years had them playing in the Northern California playoffs. So women's basketball has had a lot of success over the last few years. Doug just recently retired, though, and we hired a new coach, Aaron Hungerford, who was an assistant coach in the men's program at Humboldt State, which is just up the road from here. So women's basketball has been one of our marquee women's sports. Men's basketball's had a lot of success. They won a couple of conference championships over the last 6 or 7 years. And then, of course, football is a big attraction. We get a lot of young men from all over the nation. Again, you know, like I said, there's no community college football in Oregon and Washington, but there's not a lot of community college football throughout the nation either. And so California is a big attraction. And we get young men from, you know, as far away as Florida and Georgia, New York, places like that, who are looking for a place to go to school and continue their football careers. So football's been a big winner for us. We've got a new coach. He was first year this year, Frank Borba. He's doing a fantastic job. He's got a great staff that he's put together. So we're looking for really good things from football in the next few years.
Joe, as a successful athletic director that you are, I think our audience would like to know, we got a great audience tonight around the world. We got people listening in 11 countries. So that's
wow.
Pretty good. I always love that about Blog Talk Radio. What are your three keys when you're going to hire a coach without revealing any trade secrets? What are your three things that are paramount that you look for?
Yeah. Well, first, see, we're in a kind of an isolated area here. So it needs to be someone who understands the local area here. We're not in an urban area. We're in a rural area. And so they need to understand that there's a lot of travel involved, that it's a fairly limited recruiting base locally, although we can recruit a lot of other areas. So what we're looking for is someone who has an understanding of those factors. And then, of course, you know, they need to understand what community college is all about, because community college is not university. And there are some differences, and you know, we're an open enrollment institution, and we do not, California community colleges do not offer athletic scholarships. You know, we're all in the same boat, and none of us can offer scholarships. But that's different. You know, that's different from universities, and it's different from the NWAC. It's different from the NJCAA. So they need to understand community colleges, and especially California community colleges. And then personally, I'm looking for people who have the drive to succeed, who, you know, they have the motivation to put in time. Anybody who's been around college athletics knows that recruiting is really what drives success, and being able to attract young men and women to your program is important. And so, you know, I'm always looking for someone who's willing to put in the time and the effort to market and sell our program, and keep our programs right where we'd like to have them.
Yeah, and I love what you said there, because, you know, when you're not in a big school, but when you're in a nice school, in a great school like College of Redwoods, you have to, when you're a coach, you got to market your program. You got to sell that program. You got to be a cheerleader. You can't rely, you know, John Calipari probably at Kentucky's got 20 people on his staff that are assistants or whatever, but that coach in community college, junior college, might be the only person that can do that. So you really got to have somebody that wears many hats.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, we're, like I said, we're in a smaller area. But what's exciting about that is, you know, for the local sports fan, there's Humboldt State and there's College of the Redwoods. You know, we are the Golden State Warriors. We are the Portland Trailblazers. We are the 49ers, you know. Those people can follow those teams on TV, but locally, you know, we're it. So when they come to watch a game, they're coming to Redwoods. They're coming to Humboldt, you know, and that's who they follow. So, you know, we don't have empty gymnasiums. We have packed gymnasiums, and it makes it exciting. And so we, you know, again, we're looking for coaches who are willing and able to plug into the community and like you said, you know, get out there and plug their programs.
I know you follow what we do with the NWAC on our programs and a great supporter, and I appreciate that very much. And you recognize the fact we're kind of all in this together, but the value of junior colleges, community colleges, so underrated across the country for a student. I mean, there's so much advantage you can gain out of them, and I know that I do credit, this is a non-political show, nobody ever knows who I vote for, but I do kind of credit the Obama administration. I guess credit them for a lot of things, but credit them for kind of bringing a lot more attention to junior college and community colleges.
Yeah. Well, our mission, you know, our mission is to educate anyone who has an interest and is willing to come and spend time with us. And so we get every type of person under the sun, every age. You know, we even have a high school on our college campus where high school age kids can go to this high school. It's called Academy of the Redwoods. They can go to high school and take college classes at the same time, and in the span of their time at Redwoods in this academy, they can graduate with their high school diploma and college AA degree. So, you know, it's a very diverse, very interesting level, and like I said, we're here to serve everyone.
Joe, I always got to put a little pressure on everybody I interview. 15 years successful. Do you see yourself retiring there, or do you always keep your options open like everybody else? How do you look at that as a professional path in your own mind?
Well, I'm not entirely sure if I'll retire from here or not. Actually, I'm an NWAC guy too. I worked at Clark College before coming here to Redwoods, and so I love the Northwest and I love the NWAC, and wouldn't mind at some point making a return up there. But my options are always open, and you know, there's a lot going on out there in the world of college athletics. So I never shut my door to anything, but having a great time here at Redwoods every day.
Now, the burning question here, maybe that's a bad choice of words, considering I'm going to ask about a tree, but are there Redwoods on the campus?
Yeah. We're literally in the Redwoods. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. There's no doubt there's a lot of Redwoods around. In fact, I don't live too far from campus, and I have Redwoods in my backyard. So, yeah, it's beautiful right on the coast. The college, you know, you can see the bay and the ocean from the college. And like I said, it's literally set in a hillside filled with Redwoods. So it's a beautiful setting. You know, there's a lot of great settings around the Northwest, lots of colleges that are very attractive. You know, Clark, my former employer, is a beautiful place. But Redwoods is right in there. It's pretty spectacular.
Yes, Clark is a beautiful place. Actually, probably the worst spot is Lane, I would say, right? Because Chalk is there. That's the reason.
Coach Chalk, he's an old friend. He was down here in California back when I first started at Redwoods. He was at Napa Valley as the coach, and he played. He brought his team and played in our tournament a couple times. So we're old friends, and he's doing a great job there at Lane.
He sure is. Quite frankly, he's an outstanding basketball coach, and I know you know Coach Hop. You know a lot of people. Those guys
Absolutely. Both
do a great job of coaching and motivating young people. And, you know, and as I often say, they're shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor, as you are there. You know, where do people pretty spread out quite a bit once they finish College of the Redwoods, or is it kind of a provincial thing where they do so many great universities and Southern Oregon and Northern California, do they stay pretty close to home?
Well, you know, it's real interesting. For our general population of non-athletic students, I'd say the majority of our students that transfer to Humboldt State. Again, you know, it's about 8-10 miles up the road. It's right here. But athletically, we send young men and women all over the country. We have, you know, we have some coaches who have some good connections out there. And it's not unusual for us to send baseball players or basketball players to North Dakota, to lots of states throughout the country, Midwest. We try to maintain a good connection with Southern Oregon. We've sent some players to Oregon Tech, all through the Cascade Conference, up and down Oregon and Washington, the NAIA conference there. So, you know, we send players literally all over the country in athletics. So it's very interesting.
Now, Joe, does that goofy Craig Howard recruit players out of College of the Redwoods?
Well, yeah, sometimes, you bet. Yeah, absolutely.
I say that with great affection because I went to Linfield with him. So,
is that right?
Yeah, once you're a Linfield person, as you know, Joe, you're always a Linfield person.
Well, there's a great university right there. Linfield's awesome.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, talk a little bit about, you mentioned the travel. You know, I do, I coach coach. I don't coach at all. But I have on Coach Freeman once a month up at Peninsula, and they've got, as you know, with the NWAC, they've got quite a travel situation, as do other schools in the NWAC. But tell us a little bit about your travel and the extent of that. How far do you have to go at times? And as you said, you're a little bit isolated, but that's kind of fun, I think. I think there's a real benefit to that, especially the beautiful place where you're at.
Yeah, you know, one of the things our kids talk about is the bonding that occurs because of our travel. And our travel is very extensive. You know, when I was at Clark, you know, the coaches sometimes would complain occasionally about having to travel 3 hours to Seattle to play Highline or something like that. Well, here at Redwoods, our closest opponent is 3 hours away. In fact, Shasta College over in Redding and Mendocino College down in Ukiah are both about 3 hours each. And that's, like I said, that's our closest opponents. So, you know, our typical travel is, you know, 4 to 5 hours one way to get to an opponent. We're about 5 hours from the San Francisco Bay Area, you know, the northern part of the Bay Area. If you're heading to mid-Bay Area or farther south, you know, it's 6 hours or so. So we have extensive travel, and besides football, all of our teams travel in vans. Coaches do most of the driving. Football travels in a bus. You know, like I said, it's a bonding experience, and I'm sure at times our athletes and coaches get road weary, but they seem to enjoy it, and like I said, it's a bonding experience for them. Whereas, you know, like some of our colleagues down, say, in the Bay Area or Southern California, you know, to them, a long trip is 45 minutes. You know, they hop in a van, they're at the game very quickly, and they get in a van and drive back, and it's done. But our athletes and coaches really get to know each other because of our travel, and we, of course, are necessitated to stay overnight quite a bit, whereas, like I said, a lot of other community colleges rarely stay overnight, rarely have to be lodged. So we're very unique that way, and it makes for a unique experience for our student-athletes.
Joe, it's pretty incredible what's happening with college athletics all over the board. Announced this morning, which came a little bit out of the blue, UCLA signing a $280 million 15-year deal with Under Armour. Under Armour, it's kind of amazing the way they've penetrated the market in my mind. But sports, it's big business. But you still got to produce a student out of that big business.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, we're all – I don't think there's many colleges out there these days that don't have to get involved in fundraising and, you know, sponsorships and whatnot. Our goal at Redwoods is always to deliver a positive experience for our student-athletes. And so whatever we can do to support that cause, you know, So we do, you know, we do sponsorships, we do fundraising. We don't have a lot of staff to do it, but we're involved in it, and we're pretty successful with it because we have good support in this area. So we're lucky for that. But we don't have any million-dollar contracts with Under Armour, that's for sure.
Coming to your neighborhood soon.
Yeah.
Joe, is there anybody that our listeners around the world could – that maybe is coached there that they would recognize, and that's not being demeaning to somebody that not recognized, but anybody that's moved on, any players of significance that people would recognize? And once again, that's not demeaning to any single person there, but
no.
Name recognition is big.
Right. You know, we've had some football players that have made it to the NFL. There's not going to be anybody who's, you know, going to be name recognizable. They're guys that, you know, they had to scrap and scrape to get there, and maybe didn't last for a decade or so. But, you know, even in my time, we've had, like, James Lee was one of our defensive linemen who came out of Redwoods in the early 2000s, played at Oregon State, and then stayed with the Green Bay Packers for a couple of seasons. So, you know, I mean, it happens. We don't get a lot of that, but we have had some, especially football players, who have made it to the big show. We haven't had any basketball players make it to the NBA or anything like that. It's been a long time, but there's been some baseball players who have made it all the way to major leagues. As far as coaches go, you know, this Redwoods is a place where a lot of coaches come and stay, and so they don't spin out and go to other places. You know, like we don't have a legacy of coaches going off and ending up in Division One or pro sports, because we have people who come and stay for 30 years. You know, Bill Tragon, when I first came, was our men's basketball coach, and he coached at Redwoods for 33 years and won 500-something games. Our football coach, who retired just a few years ago, Dave Banducci, had been at the college for like 34 years. And so it's a place that traditionally has had a lot of stability. And like I said, coaches don't come here and try to make a name for themselves and move on. They come here, they love it, and they stay and they retire. So that's kind of the legacy that's happened now. Now we have a younger coaching staff, though, because we've had a lot of retirements. So we'll see if I can retain some of these outstanding young coaches and keep them at Redwoods. That remains to be seen.
Very good. Tell us, you know, we've got, let's see, about a little over 2 minutes left, Joe, and I want you to get your information out, how the people can get a hold of you, how they can follow you on Twitter. But real quickly, tell us a little bit about the climatic conditions there. What are they like and kind of go in the seasons?
Yeah, well, it's like I said, we're on the coast. So when you think of traditional California, it's not like the beaches of Southern California. It's the beaches of Northern California. It's a lot more like Seaside, Oregon, than it is, you know, Los Angeles or San Diego. And that's exactly what it's like. It's like the Oregon coast. We get a lot of fog, even in the summertime. And we get a fair amount of rain, especially in the winter. But it's usually pretty temperate. You know, the weather's always around 60 degrees. It's never overly hot. It's never overly cold. It doesn't snow. Maybe in the hills close by, but certainly not down here where the college is. So it's very pleasant, very nice weather here. And, yeah, it's a good place.
And how could somebody get a hold of you? And I know people listening tonight might want to contact you. How can they follow you on Twitter?
Sure. So, Redwoods Athletics is on Twitter. So you can just go on and search Redwood Athletics, and that'll come up. www.redwoods.edu/sports will get you to our website, and our website has links to our Twitter. It has links to our Facebook pages. Just about every sport has their own Facebook page. Most of the sports have Twitter. Also, we have an athletic department Twitter. So all the information is out there on social media and on the web, that's for sure.
And you have a personal Twitter. Tell us what that is in case somebody wants to follow you.
Yeah, so mine is jhash_CR, short for College of the Redwoods. Yeah, so if anybody wanted to contact me, please feel free. I'm on Twitter. I'm usually on there multiple times in a day. It's certainly the way to find out what's going on and get information out there.
Yes, very good. Great job tonight, Joe. We'll have you on again. I love hearing stories like this and doing programs about a school that maybe should get some notoriety but doesn't. Terrific job. We'll talk to you again real soon. We'll have you on again. And listeners, thanks again for listening to the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. And don't forget to make all your free throws. Good night, everyone. Good night, Joe Hash. Good night, Redwoods community. And thank you very much for a great program tonight.
Thanks, Greg.